The Huntsville Ballet Company, headed up by Artistic Director Phil Otto and David Harwell from the UAH Theater Department, have teamed up for a collaboration on an unusual play for performances next weekend. They're calling it Unplugged.
Classical ballet, you know, a lot of people say, well, it's a dying art form. Mm-hmm. You know, so while respecting the past traditions of classical ballet and the foundation on which it was built, it's really time to explore new avenues, new collaborations. Like last year we collaborated with Ars Nova. This year I have the honor to collaborate with David Harwell with a play. You know, and we really, we don't know how it's going to come out. We can't wait to see it next week because it's
you probably have some idea, right?
Well, it's a very I don't know how many people have ever done this before. I think it's new and exciting. I mean, All My Sons is a very dramatic play, and here we are inserting dance into it, and it's just exciting. I can't wait.
So are we going to, is it mostly play with some ballet, or how would you describe it?
Well, you know, there are three acts to the program. Starts with Serenade for Strings, about a half hour, you know, more of your classical, neoclassical dance. Mm-hmm. Then we have some experimental work for the second act, a modern piece, a jazz piece, and then what I'm calling a dance drama. And I'm doing this actually because I was inspired by conversations that I've had with David Harwell over the past 6 months to the music from I'm Having a Senior Moment. Wuthering Heights. Wuthering Heights. Yeah, I'm calling that a dance drama, which is really neat. And then, you know, in the honor spot of the performance is this collaboration. I think some people are going to be, they're just not going to expect what they're going to see.
And they're going to be seeing all of this at the Von Braun Playhouse.
Yes, ma'am. Von Braun.
How is that venue for you with this particular experimental program?
Well, the jury's still out on that, but it's a great space to try things new, and of course, it's part of our community. It's like an old friend, the Playhouse, indeed.
Yeah, it makes the performance just very intimate. You know, the audience to be able to see the dancers and the actors up close, see the work that goes into it. And that's really what you want to do. You want to create a relationship between the audience and who they're seeing perform on stage.
Will it be in the round in the Playhouse?
No, that's next year. We'll do a circus ballet. You just gave me an idea.
Okay, you're thinking ahead. And you'd be thinking
Unplugged
David
on the big top.
Yeah. Phil Otto, you're from a very musical family, and actually it was interesting for me as I was reading your bio that you started off in the children's chorus for the Met.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, for 6 years.
6 years until your voice changed?
Yes, unfortunately. Fortunately, my voice changed. But, you know, I've had the honor to do a solo next to Pavarotti in La Boheme, work with Tony Randall during educational shows at the Met, Richard Tucker, just many great opera singers. It was an education I'll never forget.
But then you really settled on ballet as an adult, as a teenager, and as an adult.
I did. I was always dancing.
You're a tall guy.
I am a tall guy, and ballet, as everyone who's listening knows, is very athletic. You know, and you need to be strong. Mm-hmm. Stronger than any sports player to pursue a career in ballet.
And David Harwell, you're from around here, are you?
I'm
not
a Grissom High School graduate.
That's what I thought. Wait a minute. I think David Harwell is from Huntsville.
I am indeed proud to be, and proud to be home again.
And you ended up in Illinois, the University of Illinois.
I did my master's work at the University of Illinois. Yes.
And then how long have you been back with us at UAH?
Well, this is our ninth season at UAH with the theater. Time flies when you're doing theater, I guess. Is that a, can we claim that one? Is it new?
Yeah, I think you can.
That's a new one. So it's just great to be home. It's great to work with the people at UAH. It's nice to have colleagues who are so open and embrace the arts and embrace learning and education and just open-mindedness. I really appreciate that a great deal and have enjoyed a lot working with the students and exposing them to this incredible art form, which, you know, when I was young, I had the same kind of, oh my goodness, what is this thing?
And yeah, ballet. You're speaking of ballet?
Oh, I'm speaking of theater.
I
did take ballet, but I guess I'm just not the athlete I should be.
It didn't take.
I hid in the back in tights. They're very awkward tights. Backstage, much better for me.
And Phil Otto, you were telling us that you have two new, relatively new members of your company, the Huntsville Ballet Company, and they are from the Tuscaloosa, from the University of Alabama. How are they involved with this production?
Well, each year I audition male dancers to hire on contract for the season. And these two dancers just happened to come by me through a friend who was interning at the ballet this summer, and they were looking for work. They were on their way to Nashville Ballet for the year and decided they would rather come to Huntsville to get a more hands-on coaching, you know, to help further their careers as dancers. So Desmond and Shay, I'm just so happy to have them.
And good for them and good for you also,
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
What parts do they play in Unplugged?
Well, they're in everything, actually.
Oh, how big is this cast? Are there any children involved at all?
There are. There's a couple of children in our collaboration, of all my sons. There's some, I wouldn't say children. I have some junior company dancers dancing during the second act, some of the more modern and jazz pieces.
And I had asked David Harwell what music he would suggest for your particular part of Unplugged. And we have a CD here of Vintage Cinema, and you've selected A Streetcar Named Desire.
Indeed.
Yes. Let's listen to just a bit of that. This is, the music is going to be very varied in this particular production next weekend. And before we go on and listen to some of the music, the dates are?
The dates are October 25th, 26th, and 27th. We have four performances.
And how many matinees?
Two matinees, one on the Sunday and one on the Saturday.
And people can get tickets for this.
They can get tickets by calling 256-539-0961, or, of course, they can get it through Ticketmaster.com.
A real blend of ballet and theater and two masters of both. Let's listen to just a bit of the kind of music that will be involved. I've been talking with Phil Otto, the artistic director of the Huntsville Ballet Company, and David Harwell, who is with the theater department at UAH. They're collaborating on their play Unplugged, which will take place next weekend at the Von Braun Center Playhouse, four performances.